It says, AFL Live around Australia on Anzac Day. Collingwood versus Essendon for McDonald's Gourmet Crispy Chicken. How very un-McDonald's. And I think a lot of you would have been glued to the television sets yesterday to watch perhaps a bit of St Kilda GWS, to watch a bit of Fremantle Carlton, and to watch a bit of Melbourne Richmond. And many of you became pseudo-Carlton supporters, I would presume, after what happened in the West yesterday. And the Blues got over the top of Fremantle in a thriller. 10-12-72 to Fremantle, 9-14-68. And Ed Curnow, one of the stars of Carlton, has joined us now on the line. Ed, Peter Donegan here along with Terry Wallace and Glenn McFarlane. Congratulations on the victory. I bet the flight was a whole lot more pleasant coming back after a four-point victory.
Yeah, g'day, Pete. G'day, guys. Thanks for that. Yeah, no, it was at the airport late last night, and I think we got in about 3 a.m. this morning, so it was certainly a lot more pleasant after a win.
Especially when it's been such a long off-season and expectations are not that high with the football club, but it's still one of the hardest trips in footy to go over there and to knock off a team that was the minor premier last year. After all, you finished 18th, they finished first. So this, in lots of ways, is a watershed win for your football team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I suppose the expectations away from the football club aren't overly high given the way we played footy last year and where we finished. But internally, we've got some very excited feed and improve, and to get that win was just an awesome reward for effort. And yeah, Freo are a great side, so I'm not quite sure how they're travelling at the moment, but they're a great outfit. I'm sure they'll rebound, so we were thrilled to get the win.
Ed, congratulations. Your own game, but obviously that team performance was something pretty special. I was at your game the week before, and the thing that disappointed me the most, not all, but some of your absolute key senior players against the Bullies, I just didn't think stepped up to the plate. I've got to say, yesterday, when the game was on the line, well, really, from the start of the game, all your senior boys really led the way.
Yeah, well, that was pleasing, Terry. I think you're on the mark there. Coach during the week probably singled out a few of us to make sure that we, you know, performed well, and that's part of leading and part of what we expect from our more senior players. And they came out, had a really good game. So I think it was a game where it was pretty scrappy, but we had contributors across the board, and everyone, when it was their time to go, they went and had a crack.
One of those senior players who has been very much maligned since he came to your footy club, I was just rapt for him that he got on the scoreboard, played a really solid game. That's Daisy Thomas. Please, he looks like he's got his body back. In the pre-match the week before at Etihad, all of a sudden he was kicking through the ball more. He looked like he just had a little bit more power about what he's doing, and you know, maybe a little bit of confidence coming back into his body. But, gee, he was good yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's what you said, Terry, that confidence. He's got... he's awesome for the group. I don't think people understand, being a younger group, the energy he brings around the club, and he's starting to play with that confidence he used to play with. It's just great. He's great to play with, great club man, and you know, it's good to see him get some reward because he's put in a lot of effort this pre-season. He's really put his body in good shape, so I think he's going to have a pretty good year.
Ed, Glenn McFarlane here, mate. Another bloke who's been maligned over the past few years is Liam Jones. Really stepped up when he had to. Missed a goal late in the game, but then came back pretty strongly.
Yeah, I suppose Jones has had a different journey to most, and he's had to prove people wrong, I suppose, last year or so. And his form in the VFL has been too good to ignore. And then he came in, and he's a big, strong body, and I was able to mark a few and kick a few goals, and his real spirit lifter on the day. So we just had, when it was people's time on, yesterday, everyone seemed to step up, except for the odd missed goal. But, he's going well, Jones.
Just on Brendan Bolt's message after the game, you obviously got Essendon next week. How do you continue to bottle that sort of desperation and energy into next week's game?
Suppose back on the MCG and that home. With our home site, home crowd behind us. Look,
we'll just try and run with the momentum that we've got out of this win, and we'll go back and have a look at the game as we have every week, and I'm sure we'll learn from our mistakes and improve the match during the week and study out the momentum, because it is definitely we've got next week, isn't it?
It is Essendon, yeah. And I can tell you something now. Hopefully the game next week will be better than the line that we've got at the moment, Ed. So we'll let you go. Congratulations on the victory. And look forward to what's going to be a big game next week against the Bombers.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ed.